Unraveling the Enigma of Absolute Truth. Introduction. The human mind, bound by the limits of space, time, and perception, inevitably asks whether anything exists beyond its immediate experience. This fundamental inquiry forms the philosophical journey from transcendence to absolute reality. Transcendence, meaning to go beyond, describes the act of searching for something that exceeds the material world, while the absolute reality is the ultimate, non-dependent, perfect, and unified goal of that search. The concept of the absolute is not a scientific hypothesis, but a logical necessity posited to resolve the inescapable flaws, dualities, and contradictions observed within our subjective, changing, and limited everyday existence. The initial philosophical impetus for positing an absolute reality is the realization of the contingency and imperfection of the material world. This realization creates a profound set of problems that cannot be solved by material evidence alone. 1. The problem of imperfection. Every physical object is temporary and flawed. A drawn circle is always imperfect. A just law is always applied unevenly. Yet, the human mind possesses the concept of perfection, the perfect circle, the perfect idea of justice. Philosophers like Plato argued that if all we experience are imperfect copies, there must logically be a perfect, non-material source where those ideals reside. This realm of forms is the first step toward the absolute, representing a reality transcendent to our senses. 2. The problem of causation, the first cause. In the material world, everything is dependent, every effect has a prior cause, leading to an infinite regress. To halt this chain and provide a sufficient explanation for the very existence of the universe, thinkers concluded there must be a first cause or unmoved mover. This entity must be absolute, existing independently and needing nothing external for its being. Transcendence, in this case, is the intellectual act of moving beyond the chain of dependent causes to assert a non-dependent origin. The problem of subjectivity, the need for order. Our subjective experience, perfectly captured by the 6 versus 9 analogy, proves that every perception is relative to the observer. If all truth, morality, and knowledge are purely subjective, chaos ensues. The assertion of an objective reality or absolute provides a pragmatic framework for order and a non-human referee for conflicts. The absolute functions as the necessary standard against which all relative claims can be measured, thereby providing a basis for universal morality and truth. The paradoxical nature of the absolute. While the absolute is conceived as a logical necessity, its transcendent nature creates a fundamental paradox that fuels modern philosophical skepticism. The absolute is defined as being outside of human thought and beyond the mind's capabilities because the mind and its concepts, time, space, language, are part of the relative system it is trying to explain. As observed, this creates the software-hardware dilemma. The software mind can detect the existence of the hardware absolute reality, but cannot truly experience or comprehend its fundamental nature. This intellectual dead end forces two responses. 1. Mysticism. Embrace the paradox and seek the absolute through non-rational means, such as mystical intuition or spiritual revelation, accepting that the experience will be ineffable beyond words. 2. Skepticism, the critique. Reject the premise entirely. Critics argue that the claim that the absolute is unknowable is merely an alibi that protects the idea from being tested. The failure to prove its existence suggests that the absolute is not a discovered truth, but a powerful, necessary conceptual artifact, an idea invented by the mind to resolve its own anxiety over a meaningless, subjective universe. Conclusion: the philosophical journey from transcendence to the absolute reality is an expression of humanity's deepest intellectual longing for unity and certainty. It begins by noticing the undeniable flaws and dualities of our world, the lack of an ultimate cause, the impossibility of perfection, and the chaos of subjectivity. The absolute is the ultimate goal, the hypothetical oneness that resolves all these conflicts. However, the modern crisis lies in the realization that the necessity of the absolute does not guarantee its existence. Contemporary thought, particularly existentialism, concludes that the pursuit of a transcendent, objective absolute is a dangerous form of escapism that fosters imbalance. Instead, it advocates for abandoning the search for a pre-existing absolute and embracing the imminent task, accepting the reality of our subjective, limited lives and courageously creating our own relative meaning within the beautiful, messy, and fundamentally unabsolutist world. About the author. Ninox Antolihau is a Filipino thinker known for blending philosophy, spirituality, and science into reflections that awaken inner understanding. Born with a curious mind and a compassionate soul, Ninox explores the unseen connections between energy, faith, and consciousness, the silent threads that weave all life into one field of being. He writes not to preach, but to question, not to convert, but to awaken. His works invite readers to look beyond belief and fear and rediscover the truth that every soul is a fragment of the same eternal source. Outside his writings, Ninox is a community builder and creative entrepreneur. He runs Stone Grill Restaurant in Leyte, Philippines, a space that reflects his philosophy of warmth, unity, and connection. For him, both food and spirit share the same purpose: to nourish, to gather, and to remind us that we belong. His reflections bridge worlds, faith and logic, science and spirit, matter and mystery, guided by one belief. Awareness is the light through which humanity evolves. "I don't write to teach," he says, "I write to remember, and to help others remember too." Publisher imprint. Stone Grill, Presta Leyte, Philippines, DE, 2025, Ninox Antolihau. First edition, 2025.